Capitol Police missed the Pelosi attack. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Despite having live security camera views of the speaker's home during last Friday's hammer attack on her husband.
Sources tell Fox News U.S. Capitol Police have cameras outside the San Francisco home of Speaker Pelosi, but no one was paying attention when David DePapp allegedly used a hammer to smash his way in. Officers were looking at a live feed from many cameras, but Fox is told Capitol Police pay less attention to cameras when one of its protectees is away, and the House Speaker was in Washington, not at her home at the time of the attack. A Capitol Police officer is said to have noticed police lights on the street near the Pelosi home after the break-in occurred.
Fox's Jill Nato reports a not guilty plea has been entered on behalf of the attack suspect. Tensions rising on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea firing at least 10 missiles into the sea, including one that's landed near South Korea's maritime border. In response, South Korea says it has test-fired air-to-surface missiles from aircraft. Pyongyang has warned that it considers joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises as a provocation. President Biden making campaign stops for Democrat candidates in Florida on Tuesday, saying next week's midterm elections are crucial.
The decisions we make, the decisions you make over the next 2 to 3 years are going to determine the fate of this country, not a joke, for the next decade to two decades.
President said if Democrats maintain control of the Congress, they will protect abortion by writing it into federal law. According to the exit polls, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holds a slim lead in Tuesday's parliamentary elections in Israel. In the World Series, the Phillies have beaten the Astros 7-0 in Game 3 to take a 2-1 lead in the series. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow dropped almost 80 points, NASDAQ down 97. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
1 week before the midterm elections, the candidates for an open Senate seat from Ohio met in a town hall debate on the Fox News Channel Tuesday. Republican J.D. Vance.
You hear a lot in America, people worried about our democracy, worried about threats to our democracy. I happen to think the biggest threat to American democracy today is big technology companies in bed with the communist Chinese who are censoring information about American politics.
Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan accused his opponent of supporting the January 6th incursion at the U.S. Capitol.
J.D. Vance raised money for the insurrectionists. He made several social media posts to raise money for them. Now, again, I don't care what your politics are, but Americans should say no.
The Fox News Power Rankings says the Ohio Senate race, while tight, now leans Republican. A federal judge has ordered armed members of groups monitoring ballot drop boxes in Arizona to stay at least 250 feet away from those locations, following complaints that people wearing masks and carrying guns were intimidating voters. Judge Michael Liberti says those groups or anyone working are also barred from filming or following anyone within 75 feet of a ballot drop box. Two New Jersey police officers recovering after being shot on Tuesday.
The two officers are hospitalized in Newark. One was reportedly shot in the neck, the other in the leg. The suspect, according to police, shot the officers with some sort of long gun perched in a high window or on a rooftop. The incident prompted a massive law enforcement response to the area, with local police joined by the FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshals. Local residents are being urged to shelter in place while the shooter is at large. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he is staying in contact with police at the scene. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.